We're pretty excited. What we're really trying to do is increase, or my motto is grow the pool. It fits on a bumper sticker. but the best way to really think about this is you know that I worked a long time on workforce issues, and that's near and dear to my heart. And so in this particular area with cyber professionals, there's a shortage of really qualified people. So everybody's going after the same group of people. It's great if you're in that pool of small people, but it's bad if you need the people. And so what we're trying to do is create a mechanism that will increase the amount of people that have been identified and have interest in pursuing cyber professional jobs.
And so how does the challenge part of this work?
Well, what we're doing right now, and this is actually pretty exciting, there's multiple pieces going right now. So we're really trying to reach all the way back as young as we can. And so right now we have a competition. There's three high schools that are competing out in California. And there's also a competition on the U.S. Cyber Challenge itself that goes over and asks a series of questions about the website, and so that we can gain some awareness. And right now, at that particular scholarship, and it's only offering small scholarships. For example, this one is offering $500 and then five individual $100 Visa cards to play. And what it does then is you go out and you compete to get the best answers in a short amount of time. And so since we launched that, the first round that's going on right now, there's over 1,000 kids that have played, 1,000 people that have played. And then they'll go into the challenge round, and then they'll play for another, they'll answer another series of questions in order to be able to win. And then that, we're hoping, will also then, as they play on the U.S. Cyber Challenge website, they will see that there's another competition that's underway for summer camps. And we have three summer camps that are set up this coming summer, one in California, one in New York, and then one in Delaware.
Wow. How cool would that be to spend the summer learning about all this stuff?
Well, you get an all-expense-paid trip, and you learn how to use your interests. And what we have is a set of curriculum, and what happens at the end of that week, you learn how to spot vulnerabilities and all these other different things. And there's an activity or a competition at the end of the camp called Capture the Flag.
Wow.
So that you can then use and apply the skills, because the whole purpose of this is to really apply the knowledge that you learn through the books. So that by the time you come and you're lined up for internships and jobs, you have a combination of both applied skills as well as the book policy types of skills, so you can hit the ground running.
And you're actually looking, I mean, the program's looking to get 10,000 of is it all high school kids or is it various ranges?
It's various ranges. And the ones for the summer camp this summer, we're doing 18 years and older. But the other thing is that we recognize the fact that given the economic situation out there, that a lot of people are looking for new jobs. And so it's 18 years or older. Now, in this particular case with these states, you also have to be a resident of the state because they're doing the work for their state, right?
Right.
And then, and also, like in the case of Delaware, they fine-tuned it down a little bit further, and you need to be a student in their school system within Delaware to be able to attend.
Wow. And this helps agencies eventually? How?
Because what we're doing is identifying people that are ready, that have the interest, that have the talent. And so what we really want the U.S. Cyber Challenge to be is a framework that helps people get from one side of the abyss to the other. And so what we're going to do is have a pathway so that we're leveraging the resources that agencies and industry are already putting into this. For example, NSA has the Centers of Academic Excellence and offers scholarships. We're running a competition right now for the Department of Navy for our Navy ROTC scholarships, and they plan to announce five that they have, that they've gotten through the competition with the U.S. Cyber Challenge. So what we're doing is leveraging what's already being invested and giving you a greater return on the investment, so that you are identifying a potential pool of people that already have the interest, have already demonstrated the capabilities, and now you bring them into the workforce either through scholarships, internships, and jobs.
And this, so all of a sudden you have this pool of people who you know are at least interested in, then all you have to do is interest them in doing it in the federal government.
Or critical infrastructure or industry.
Yeah.
because all these places are all competing for the same group of people. So it's very limited. So this is really coming about as part of the work that I did for the Center for Strategic and International Studies. We did a workforce report. I did it in conjunction. Frank Reeder was my co-partner on this, and we were a subcommittee off of the commission that Jim Lewis leads. And so we did a lot of work looking at all the different efforts out there. And there are several efforts where everybody's trying to address this issue. There is a need. There's a lot of tools. There's a lot of different things. But you have to have people have the capabilities to be able to use all of this and then be able to go in and really know what their jobs are about. Like, some people don't necessarily think of themselves as a cyber professional, like application developers.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we want to do is run a competition on secure coding. And then that way we would then teach classes and work on classes. So we have to do this in partnership with the universities and the colleges. So what will happen in the long run is that the curriculum will then change, and you'll start getting these things taught, and people will have the awareness and develop the skills all the way back, we hope, back to elementary school, maybe even high school, and get them into the pipeline so that they can come out on the other side and get really good jobs and make a difference for the nation.
Well, and the great thing about this is these classes are taught by, I mean, people associated with SANS Institute and, I mean, really smart folks.
That's right. And SANS is one of our initial sponsors going forward with this. And they have worked to help us develop the curriculum as well as providing the instructors this summer, too. So some of the prizes that these participants, competitors will win are some courses and things like that at the SANS Institute as well. And so I have reached out to Dave Winogrand as the vice chair of the CIO Council. And one of the things that we're working to help guide this effort to make sure that it really is meeting the needs going forward is to put together a short-lived executive committee that helps with transition, because we're moving the U.S. Cyber Challenge from the Center for Strategic and International Studies, I hope, to the Center for Internet Security, which is a nonprofit group, which will make it operational. So what you want to do is make sure that it's meeting the needs and it's not something cool where I'm generating a bunch of competitions, but I'm not really addressing the needs. So we're going to have performance measures and metrics and things like that. And so Dave has graciously agreed to join the group and help us to make sure that those types of things that we're focused on will address the federal agency's needs.